Most of my life, I thought my work, school, and home life were all separate, and I tried to keep them separate. By separate, I mean I acted different ways at work, school, and home, and I thought I could be a certain way at work without having it impact school, or be a certain way at home without having it impact school, or be a certain way at work without bringing that attitude into school. I find now that having unity and consistency across all areas of my life makes my life a lot easier, a lot less work, and much more transparent. The benefit of all this is that you don't have to do all the work to play all these roles, to be a certain way at work. You're the boss at work, or you're the employee at work. At school, you're the smart kid or the stupid kid. Or the guy that takes notes, or the guy that cusses a lot. That was me at school. And at home, you're this whole different person who's nice and religious and who doesn't cuss and who does what they're told to do. When you try and have all these different aspects of a self, of who you are, it's exhausting. It takes a lot of work. And I was doing it since I was a little kid. I remember in fourth grade, I started cussing a lot at school and I loved it. And yet, I wouldn't cuss, at least where my parents could hear at home. I tried only to limit my cussing to school. And I mean, I was out there saying the F word and all the other words I could come across playing at recess and throughout the day at school. I loved cussing. And even as a fourth grader, which is somewhere around 10 years old, I was very making a huge effort to keep my school and my home life separate. At school, I would bully other kids around and try and act like I was the boss and get away with whatever I could and get in just enough trouble to not get my parents notified. And then at home, I tried to act like I was a really good kid who was doing what I was told all the time. And I tried to be nice to my brother and not cuss and please my parents. So at school, I was just wild, and at home, I wasn't as wild. You could ask my parents for a second opinion. Well, this carried over into adulthood, and the more roles you play, it's exhausting. You have to remember all these different things to sync up what you're doing, and that takes real time and real energy. And then you don't have that time and energy to do other things that might actually be more helpful, like take care of yourself or make good decisions on the big things in your life. When you're a kid, you often just have school and home life. It doesn't get too complicated. When you're an adult, if you keep doing the same thing, like I did, it starts getting real complicated. You have work, then you have maybe a relationship life, a certain way you are with your partner, and then you'll have a way you are with your parents, you'll have a way you are with certain friends, a way you are with other friends. If you're still going to school or doing some learning, you'll have a way you're doing your learning. Then you'll have a way you are driving, a way you are at the gym, a way you are at the airport, a way you are with your extended family. And it gets exhausting. You just getting through the day playing several different roles takes a ton of time and energy and effort, especially if you have to swap a lot. You wake up in the morning and your dad, and then your husband, and then you're a driver, and then you are a guy at the gym, and then you're a guy in the shower, and then you're a guy at work, and then you're the boss in this one place, and you're the employee just at this other part of work, and then at lunch, you're a certain way with the guys at lunch, and then you're back to work mode. You go home and then you're trying to play dad mode, and then your wife comes back and you're trying to play husband mode, and then you're playing with your friends online, you're trying to play friend mode, and all that in one day. And maybe your wife's family comes over and you're trying to play in-law mode. It's exhausting to play all these different modes because you're trying to be a certain way in all these situations, and you have to draw on your past to inform you how to behave in all these situations. And it's exhausting, it's stressful, it produces anxiety. Because when you're in work mode, you're then worrying about whether you're going to do a good job in dad mode or in-law mode or friend mode later. Or you get in certain modes that you hate. Like, you get sick of being employee mode at work. You want to be boss mode at work. So then what you leave your job and work for yourself so that then you can be the boss all the time. But then you get sick of being the boss all the time. At some point, you just want to do the damn work and not be the boss all the time. And then you want to have people work for you so you can not just boss yourself around. It's a never-ending cycle of trying to find the perfect role and being frustrated with most of the roles you have in your life. You get frustrated with how you are as a dad, a husband, a guy at the gym, a driver, and then the only role you want to play is the one with your friends or the one with where you're the boss at work. And all of these things, you can see how they're just like little ropes on you, and at some point you just get pulled down and you can't do anything anymore. There is a solution for this. There is a solution, and it's to just be present in each moment and try to be no one. Don't try to be any specific role. Just try and be useful in every situation. It's utterly simple, and yet it's incredibly dynamic. You can adapt to any situation exactly as it is instead of having to pull from your brain and saying, okay, what does a husband do in this situation? Or what does a father do in this situation? Or what does a boss do? When you try and pull from all these situations, it's exhausting because then you have to pull from that situation and compare it to how you're doing. If you just do your best in every situation, then what you can do is be fully paying attention to what's going on without mostly looking at the past to guide your behavior, or mostly worrying about the future, about how this is going to impact your role. When you're trying to be all these roles, you're worried about what you're going to look like in the future based on what you're doing now. I was talking to my mom one day, and I asked her, "Who are you, Mom?" And she said, "Well, I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm a retired Army officer, I'm a writer, I'm a vet." And that's who she was. She explained who she was in all context of all these roles. And that used to be how I thought of, who am I? Well, I'm Jerry Banfield. That's my name. And I have a wife, so I'm a husband. And now I have a daughter, but I haven't thought of it that way since I've had a daughter much. But in that line, I would say, oh, I'm a father. Oh, I make videos online. I'm a friend. I'm a son. I'm a brother. But I am. That's all I really am. I am. That's obvious. All these other roles are not who I am. These other roles are things I'm doing. And there's a big difference there because I can be doing anything. And it's often really painful in life when the roles you're in get stripped away from you. You're in that relationship and it gets stripped away from you. So for a long time, you were a husband or a wife or a girlfriend, boyfriend, partner. And then that gets taken away. You don't know who you are anymore. That role was so important to you to play it. It's like an actor that is out there on stage. Your role comes to an end. You don't have any more lines. You don't know what to do anymore. You're standing backstage looking around, waiting for someone to give you a new role. When you're stuck in only who you are, being limited to the roles you play in your life, it's suffocating. And I know for me it was suffocating, it was painful. I always wanted to escape from that, to get out of the need to be in any particular role. And yet all I did to escape was build myself a new role. I played the role of the drunk, or the video gamer, or the extra hard worker. I found some other role to dive into really deep, and then I decided I really liked that role. And so when I was in any other role than what I really wanted to do, was be in that role. And it was a never-ending cycle of consistent role hopping and not knowing at all who I was. And that's challenging because when you're trying to play all these other roles, not knowing who you are is really frustrating. You end up trying to decide what to say or how to act based on TV shows, based on things your friends said, and it gets confusing. Today, there is a simpler way to live if you want a simple, easy life. And that's to be honestly present where you are at. To just be where you are and do your best in each situation. And trust that every situation will work out. And that's what I try and do today. Just be where I'm at. And not worry about who I am in this situation. I'm here. Here I am. Here we are. And that's it. It's so simple. And yet, I had to face my fears in order to be able to do that. I had to face my fear, especially of not knowing what would happen, not knowing who I am. If I do this, if I do something new, if I act some new way, if I act without carefully considering the past and the future, then who am I? If I act without regard to the specific role, who am I? That's scary. That was really scary to me. To try and just be who I was this moment, who I am this moment. To just be that way without the roles. To just stand where I am and look around and do what there is to be done in front of me. It was scary to start doing that because I didn't know who I was anymore. Well, if I'm not playing this particular role right now, who am I? It felt empty. When I'm driving now, I like feeling empty. I'm just kind of a robot driving along. And then all the other things that happen aren't this personal story. It's not that this driver screwed me over by doing this. I'm here and I see the other cars moving around. And I try and do my best to drive in line with what's best for everyone else. This means I'm free from all of my baggage of my past bad driving behavior. When someone cuts me off, I don't have to get all pissed off at them because deep down I'm remembering that I did that to other people a lot of times. I'm just there and I'm just driving and everyone else can do whatever the hell they want. I prefer they don't hit me with their car. And I do my best to avoid that each moment. Instead of having to drive a certain way or drive a certain lane, I drive based on what I see instead of how I drive. It might sound like a subtle difference. And yet, in something like a relationship, it can make a huge difference. To just be there and to just look around in the relationship. It's amazing. So today, I pray to be where I am without regard to what role I'm playing, to just do my best this moment, to do my best here without needing to play a certain role or being validated by a certain role. I pray that I'm free from the bondage of playing a certain role and that I have the freedom to do my best in each place in my life. I pray that you have the same opportunity today to be able to look at the roles in your life you're playing, if you're playing them, and then to see a way out of living your life through the roles you play. A way out into this moment, into eternal life, and the way I feel, into heaven. Hell is having to play certain roles and being limited by your life. Heaven is to see you've got everything you need right here this moment already, and it's beautiful. So thank you very much for being here with me today and being patient with the edits I had as my daughter's over here. And we're doing our best together to make this video for you now. I'm honored you're here. I appreciate your feedback, and I hope you have a great day today.